الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: إن تمسسكم حسنة تسؤهم وإن تصبكم سيئة يفرحوا بها وإن تصبروا وتتقوا لا يضركم كيدهم شيئا إن الله بما يعملون محيط. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we mentioned how the munafiqeen and the disbelievers would hate, detest and detest Islam and the Muslims. And in fact, some of them would even say, Amanna, that we have brought Iman in the presence of the Muslims. But when they are alone, then again, they would hate Islam and the Muslims and they would try and destroy Islam. So in today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تَمْسَسْكُمْ حَسَنَةٌ تَسُؤْهُمْ. In that last verse, Allah says, Allah is well aware of what is in their bosoms. In other words, oh you Muhammad, Allah is going to requite them for what they do. Now, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of the batin, Allah knows the zahir, Allah knows the batin. So Allah knows what is inside. Since Allah is aware of all of that, Allah now tells the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that let me tell you what their batin is. What is inside? What is running inside their minds, inside their thoughts? Allah says, إِن تَمْسَسْكُمْ حَسَنَةٌ تَسُؤْهُمْ. That if there is some good that has to come to you, whatever that goodness be, let's say some ghina, some riches of this dunya, or you got some victory, or somebody who was sick, now recovered from that sickness, or some sihat, or some wealth, or whatever it be, Allah says, when they see some good coming your way, تَسُؤْهُمْ, then that displeases them. They become very upset. They don't like them. Then Allah says, وَإِن تُصِبْكُمْ سَيِّئَةُ يَفْرَحُوا بِهَا. But see their condition, when some evil has to afflict you, some musibat, some calamity, some disasters to befall the Muslims, or whatever it be. Now this person, once upon a time, he was healthy, now he's sick. Or he was wealthy, now he lost his wealth. So if this has to happen to the believers, يَفْرَحُوا بِهَا. Then they become very, very happy. So this is their batin, the case of their batin. Sometimes they don't show it like this in front of the Muslims, but the haqiqat is that those believers, this is how they are. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. This is a guideline Allah gives us now. We as Muslims, how should our attitude towards all of this be? Allah says, make sabr. If you make sabr, sabr means you are now steadfast upon what you were doing, or you make sabr upon all the harm that you receive from them. وَتَتَّقُوا, you fear Allah, you stay away from shirk, or you guard yourselves against them. Allah says, لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. Let them plot. They can plot, plan, they can devise and scheme whatever plot they want to. Allah says, that will never ever harm you in any way. It will never harm you in the least, but why it won't harm you? إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. Because Allah is encompassing whatever they do. In other words, whatever plot and plan they have against you, O Muslims, it is already encompassed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, there's another verse that comes in Quran. The point is that they can never escape Allah. They do something, Allah will definitely requite them for what they do. You can't escape Allah. In one verse, Allah says, فَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِي نَعِدُهُمْ. Maybe we might show you some of the things that we promised you in this world. What is going to happen to them? Some azab may befall them if they have to plot and plan against you. Or we might not show you. So in this world, you might not see it. But remember, after all, they're ultimately going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after all, when they come to Allah, then of course Allah will mete out His punishment against all those who do evil. So إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. Allah is all encompassing over what they do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.